Hey, it's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com with another wine podcast for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFighter.com website, a wine review for inexpensive, this time under $20. Wine, we do it three times a week. We plug in the microphone, and well, that's where we're at right now. And we have a wine I found for $14.99 at a local wine shop. It is the Juggernaut Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2021. If you have been in wine shops, you have seen the Juggernaut wines. They have a Cab and a couple of Chardonnays, a Russian River. This is the Sonoma Coast, and I think they've got a New Zealand wine. It's a brand from Vogel Family Wines out of Clarksburg. They're a sixth-generation wine family, and for a long time, they were Clarksburg. They were the number one. And it's got this great label. This one's got a label of a great white shark, but it's kind of done in the style of the Japanese art of the late 1800s. And that just told you everything I know about Japanese art in the late 1800s. But it's very stylized. It's a totally cool label. I don't know what it has to do with Sonoma Coast Chardonnay, but that's beside the point. Vogel is a very good winery. They do value-priced wines. Clarksburg has been, for a long time, their grapes would be in wines from everywhere else. And now they're kind of being their own thing. Well, not now, but for a while now. But for a long time, if you bought something from Sonoma, you bought something from the Central Coast, there was probably some Clarksburg in there. And a little odd note here, Chenin Blanc, which isn't particularly a big thing at the moment, but it should be. And it's big in South Africa and in France. And wine experts say that the next great place is Clarksburg. So we got this Sonoma Coast wine, $14.99. Sonoma Coast is the most western AVA. It used to be part of the Russian River AVA. This one's in coastal mountain valleys. It runs all the way the Sonoma Coast. It runs all the way up to Mendocino, and it's kind of a hairy place. It's these mountain valleys with the coast are rugged. It's cool weather. There's fogs. There's storms. Things going on there. I'm gonna take a sip of this one, and it's mostly smaller production boutique, very high end wineries. Which is why it's nice to get a wine at a value price, $14.99 from the Sonoma Coast. You know, sometimes you get Trader Joe's or something has or Aldi or Costco, and you don't really know who made it. Here, you know, a reputable winery made this wine, so you're getting. You kind of know there's quality involved. I mean, you know, sometimes you don't really know. There's usually quality involved. Most wines, like even if it's Trader Joe's or whatever. They don't try to sell you anything bad, but here you know you're getting better than that. And it has a few details that are upscale. For one thing, this is not fermented in stainless steel. Those big stainless steel vats, you see it most of the time. Once you have the cost of buying those things, they last forever. They're easy to clean. You can put great amounts of wine in there. This is barrel-aged, oak barrel-aged, and 86% of it use either 1 to 2 year old barrels, and then the other 14% is stainless steel. They do add that 14% in, and 14% is enough to make a difference, but this is going to have some oak influence. And that's kind of a good thing. You know, I know a lot of people say, I don't like oaked wine, but no, you don't want badly oaked wine, or the oak overtakes everything else. You want it to bring flavor and maybe some nice mouthfeel, rounds things off. This is a malolactic too, and I think they age it on lees, if I'm not mistaken, which leaves the yeast in there and it can give it a creamier sensation. So this is a, like I said, $14.99. I think it's a couple bucks cheaper than it would be normally. I think I found a sale. But it's not crazy, especially for high-end AVA where Sonoma Coast Chardonnays can go 65, 70 and higher. You know, but you know, everything is by what vineyard and who made it, but I'm assuming Vogel did a good job, and we should. Take another sip. nice and rounded. The fruit is rich. The this is more vanilla cream than butter. Everything is kind of rounded off. There's dried pineapple. There's like a stew of green apple and peach and pear and lemons and some lime and a little bit of a salty thing I'm picking up right now, which could be from the Anlis. Take another sip. Yeah, this wine is a wine that's got flavor. You know, the oak is making a statement here. And the higher up you go in price, probably the less you're going to have oak influence. They want the grapes and the winemaking to make a difference. But in $15, flavor means a whole lot. And this is a New World fresh. It's only 13.5 in the alcohol. I haven't had a 13.5 wine in a while. This one is controlled with alcohol. The acidity is controlled. The flavors are really good. And the price is right in the label. It's kind of cool. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, from CheapWineFinder.com, the Juggernaut Sonoma Coast Chardonnay 2021. I liked it. I knew I would. And that's it for me. We'll have more coming up as spring has sprung. And I'll be talking to you. Keep it cheap. Push buttons where you can push buttons. It helps. And adios. Keep it cheap. And I'll be talking to you. Bye-bye.